I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. Few authors have ever written a more wonderful opening line than Jane Austen. Pride and Prejudice begins, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." Published 200 years ago in September of this year, this story of the Bennets' search for husbands for their five daughters continues to enchant readers of all ages. Jane Austen remains one of the most popular writers of the 19th century. Numerous films of varying quality and adherence to the novels have been released over the years. All her works are still in print, including two early novels and a parody of Goldsmith's four-volume History of England. Even at 16, the young Jane exhibited a keen eye for detail and a rapier-like wit. Austen combines Daniel Defoe's appearance of reality and Joseph Fielding's unreality by means of authorial distance. Austen used satire and humor to relate realistic stories of the manners and customs of her time. She wrote while few considered writing an appropriate occupation for a woman. She did hide her work and frequently covered up what she was writing when interrupted unexpectedly. Unlike the recluse Emily Dickinson, Jane Austen fulfilled her social obligations. However, Jane never married, and as we see in her great novel Pride and Prejudice, it certainly must have concerned her. In Regency England, who a woman was and what she did were determined by marriage. The hunt for a husband became all-consuming. My favorite character in Pride and Prejudice is Elizabeth. Lizzie is a proud and strong woman, determined to marry for love. During a conversation with her elder sister, Jane, about love and marriage, Lizzie characteristically speaks her mind. Austen writes, "There are few people whom I really love, and still fewer of whom I think well. The more I see of the world, the more am I dissatisfied with it, and every day confirms my belief of the inconsistency of all human characters, and of the little dependence that can be placed on the appearance of either merit or sense. I have met with two instances lately. One I will not mention. The other is Charlotte's marriage. It is unaccountable. In every view, it is unaccountable." When Lizzie finally succumbs to Darcy's charms, they find in each other not only love and companionship, but an intellectual equal. Is this the ideal marriage Jane herself aspired to but never managed to achieve? My worn and marked-up copy of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice occupies an important and revered place in my reading and writing life. Begin here and move on to her other great works, Sense and Sensibility, Northanger Abbey, Persuasion, Mansfield Park, and the novel which is a close second in my heart to Pride and Prejudice, Emma. These novels all illustrate the importance at the time of an advantageous marriage, because without a husband, women had almost no alternative choices. Each of these novels entertains and delights with humor and passion. Each well deserves 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.